What you do want to avoid doing is prejudging the issue one way or the other before the man's had time to open his mouth. He's a former senior civil servant, Northern Ireland office, must have seen a lot there, not much will shock him. He's got an interesting panel of experts on his side, all grown-ups. I don't want to hear people shouting as they're already shouting, whitewash, whitewash. They said that with Hutton and the other, Hutton and Butler, Hutton and Button. You know, you wonder, short of a public hanging of Tony Blair, which is what this is really all about, you wonder what would satisfy them. Let's wait and see.
You say, you know, people have already made up their minds about that, but I mean, this is the case, isn't it, that people do want prosecutions. I mean, the first comment on yesterday's Guardian Leader column on the website says, you know, we won't be justice until there's a prosecution.
Well, yeah, the people who write on websites and on blog sites and ring up radio phone-ins in the evening are not normal people. We love them, and some of them are our readers, although the other papers have them too. They're the Green Ink Brigade. In the old days, they'd have had a bottle of green ink to write in. Yes, I know some people want prosecutions, but in real life, I hardly meet anybody who does. I do meet some, including quite elderly friends of mine, normally quite gentle people who get very excited about it. Some people do, some people don't. Let's see what Chilcot finds.
I mean, you mentioned the other inquiries, that there have been previous inquiries, and we already know quite a lot about Iraq War, don't we? We know about the dodgy dossier of intelligence. We know about the shifting views on the legality of the war. I mean, is there much more that can be unearthed?
John, that's a very good question to ask, but you better ask it of the people who want another inquiry, because we've had four, and Gordon Brown was bullied, as usual, into it, and eventually he organised one, and heaven knows what he was thinking of, because it'll all take place in the background to the general election. Typical Gordon Brown, too little, too late. So that'll be a really helpful noise for the Labour Party, trying to get re-elected at this stage. If you're going to delay, and Brown did delay, why not delay till the last minute so Chilcot takes place when there's another government, which I suspect, you know, might be a Tory government, but that's only speculation, John. He's got it wrong as usual, and it'll do no good, because the people who want Tony Blair hanged or prosecuted or both in that order, then they're not going to be satisfied with whatever the man says, unless they say Blair did it on purpose, he lied his way, he personally killed 600,000 Iraqis. This is a deeply divisive issue, but I do say, I know people feel strongly about it, but it's quite a complicated issue, the Iraq War, and I don't think there's a smoking gun for Sir John Chilcot to find which says, gotcha, he's guilty as charged.